Now it's time for sport with Andre Leslie. Hi, Andre.
Good morning, Kathy.
Now, the case of AFLW player Taylor Harris grabbed the headlines yesterday. But tonight, we're talking about the men. The season starts at the MCG between Richmond and Carlton.
It does indeed. But look, we just should briefly focus again on what grabbed these headlines yesterday. The case of Taylor Harris, a 21-year-old Carlton player who was the target of online trolling after a photo of her was posted on Channel 7's AFL social media channels. They then took it down, for which they later apologised, and she then gave a press conference yesterday saying that the comments that she saw on there definitely disappointed her family, and she believed they were tantamount to sexual abuse. She hopes that the AFL will do something about it. So,
well, she talked about workplace bullying.
She did, well. And how she felt that going forward she would feel pretty unsafe at grounds when, you know, signing autographs on the sidelines and so on. So she wants the AFL to get to the bottom of whether some of these people that posted these comments are actually coming to games. But if we can focus on the action again, the AFLW returns to the pitch this weekend with the preliminary finals in Carlton. Taylor Harris's team will play Fremantle on Saturday, while the Adelaide Crows play Geelong on Sunday in the prelims.
Okay then. And NRL also continues tonight with the Dragons taking on the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, this is the case of St George Illawarra versus the Souths side, who is doing pretty well under Wayne Bennett. He's the new coach. Of course, this is a bit of a surprise move for all those Brisbane Broncos fans that could never have imagined Bennett coaching anywhere else. The big players at Souths are in good form. On the other side of the wager, the Dragons are missing Jack DeBellin for off-field behaviour. We know about that. That was through the media a lot last month. Tyson Frizzell ruptured a testicle in the first round loss. So two State of Origin players are out for the Dragons, and Corbin Sims is also suspended. So the Dragons looking very underpowered. Elsewhere this round, some good games. Broncos versus the Cowboys on Friday night, and West Tigers going against the number one placed New Zealand Warriors.
And Andre, Sheffield Shield final round started yesterday. How are those games going?
Yeah, this is all about trying to meet Victoria in the final, and the Victorians doing very well. They are playing against South Australia in their final round match. They got South Australia all out for 260. Top score was for Travis Head. He pushes for an Ashes ticket there and is doing pretty well. Marcus Harris in reply only got 16, so the Australian opener there not doing so well. Victoria are 1 for 28. He'll want a big score in the second innings. Meanwhile, New South Wales are playing Tasmania, Belle Reeve. They started very well against a swinging ball in very tough conditions and reached 7 for 311 at the end of the day. They need a win to get to the final, and at the Wacker, WA bowled out for 138 on a fast bowler's day there with Michael Nisa, 5 for 15 off 15. But look, I should perhaps just re-remind people, I didn't get to it there before, AFL tonight kicks off Carlton versus Richmond at the MCG. Be there or be square. I mean, this is the fifth year in a row that these two teams have opened up the season. And
That's a good way to start the season, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The Tigers, though, have really dominated this fixture, and I don't think anyone really expects Carlton to win. So it would be a heck of an upset if they did get the victory.
My mum will be barracking for them.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see them do that. Otherwise, this season, of course, some big favourites out there, Collingwood, Melbourne and West Coast, are up there vying with Richmond.
Fantastic. Now, the Aussie one-day team is preparing for its series against Pakistan in the UAE, but there's been illness in the camp.
Yeah, look, we're going to just start overseas this morning. There is obviously an AFL opening round match tonight, but let's just have a quick look at this Australian tour to the UAE. It's going to be a tough match for Glenn Maxwell and Nathan Lyon if they either of them get out on the pitch tomorrow night. They've both been sick. They both missed training. Playing in Sharjah, the two games to start the series before they move on to Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Captain Aaron Finch says that they could well play two spinners. It looks like a dry and dusty pitch for the Australians. That means that Nathan Lyon, who's really been a test hero for us over the last few years, could get another chance to play one-day cricket. And, of course, he's trying to aim to get into that World Cup squad over in England, that tournament that starts in May. Also crucial will be the role of Adam Zampa, who took 11 wickets in the Indian series and will be trying to use his leg spin to dismiss the Pakistanis as well. So expect plenty of spin and not a very high-scoring game, according to some of the players ahead of the match.
Right, OK, then. Now, let's stay overseas and talk tennis. Action's underway in the Miami Open. How are the Aussies doing?
Yeah, look, the Aussies have actually got a really easy start to this tournament. I've been looking through the playing draw and Bernard Tomic was going to be playing Thomas Berdych, but he's withdrawn injured, so he's going to now be playing a qualifier. It should be said that if Tomic does win this game, he will go and play Novak Djokovic. So it's a lot harder.
The easy days are over pretty quickly.
It gets a lot harder very quickly. Nick Kyrgios and John Millman both have first round byes, so they also are progressing through with a pretty gentle start. On the women's side of the draw, Victoria Azarenka has had a first round win. She's won three times in Miami, and Sam Stosur is currently on court against Evgenia Rodina. Daria Gavrilova and Ilya Tomljanovic will both also be playing shortly, but for Sam Stosur, for me, it's time for her to sort of step up and turn her year around. She's now slipped to world number 83 and she'd love a good showing there in Miami.
She needs it.
She does.
And a former Socceroo comes out of retirement for a good cause.
Yeah, this is a great story, this one. Craig Foster. It's the second warning
he's turning into a national hero, isn't he?
Foster for PM. No, he's just aged 49, so he's nearly hit the 50 mark. Former Socceroo. He's trotted out for Albion Park City last night in the FFA Cup game. So a live game, a round three of this competition, and his new team has lost to Coniston FC. But more importantly, he said after the game, he's raised $10,000 for the refugee charity Mums for Refugees. So he's showing that his Hakeem Al-Arabi campaign is not just where the issue ends for him. Mm. And he's laced up the boots. I'm not sure how sore he'll be feeling today, though.
A few muscles that he hadn't noticed for a while.
That's right.
Great. Well, Andre, we'll catch up with you later. Thanks very much. ABC Sports, Andre Leslie.